we're allowed a 10%, I'm going to call it a sliding scale. So your smallest district and your largest district can have a deviation of no more than 10%. And so when I put this 10% deviation range, this is 10% lower than the target district and 10% above the target district. So you wouldn't be able to do both. But if the committee wanted to allow this sliding scale, you potentially could have districts as large as 27,866 if your smallest district is at that target population.